The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "The Son of Man must be lifted up as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. On these grounds is sentence pronounced, that though the light has come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light, because their deeds were evil. And indeed, everybody who does wrong hates the light and avoids it, for fear his actions should be exposed. But the man who lives by the truth comes out into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. We can probably think of many images of lifting. On this Mothering Sunday, we may well think of babies or young children being lifted up by their parents. On occasions when we are making a celebration of some kind, we may think of raising flags. But we are hardly likely to think of a snake on a pole. However, you may have noticed and wondered why sometimes you still see the symbol of a snake on some chemist's paper bags. It has been a symbol of healing from of old. Jesus refers to the snake on the pole in the Gospel reading. It is a reference to an important incident in the life of the Israelites. We are told that their grumbling before God in the desert had provoked his anger. It puts me in mind of those times when I, as a child, occasionally, if I was in a grumbly or fractious mood, my mother or father would say to me, "If you don't stop, I'll give you something to cry for." That was in the days before political correctness, of course. And so it was that God gave the people of Israel something to cry for. Their complaints about food and conditions in the desert were replaced by complaints about the fatal bites they received from the snakes which had mysteriously arrived in their camp. And there was a simple remedy for those deadly snake bites. The people had only to look at the bronze serpent which Moses lifted up on a stick. So it was that healing came from something made in the same image as that which meant certain death. And Jesus knew that this was to be his mission too. Not only would he be lifted up on the cross, but we are told that he became sin for us, he who knew no sin. Thus, he took on the image of the thing that would bring us certain death, namely mortal sin. We are reminded also, of course, of how sin arrived on the human scene in the first place, in the Garden of Eden, in the form, yes, of a snake, a serpent. So in a similar way, Jesus would take the form of that which brought death. In that sense, he was effectively willing to become, figuratively speaking, the snake, if that was what it took. And that is how much his loving God and loving us meant to him, that he who was without sin became sin for us. It's interesting to note that the Greek verb meaning lifted up is used of Jesus in two senses. It is used to describe the lifting up I've already mentioned, the lifting up of Jesus on the cross. It is also used to describe his being lifted up into the glory of the ascension. And that gives us the hope, of course, of life after our dying. We too hope to be lifted up into eternal life, lifted up out of the pain and the misery of this world into a new and better one. Then we find that the final part of today's gospel reading has a certain wistfulness about it. Light has come into the world, says Jesus, but people loved darkness instead of light. There are echoes there of the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, of course, where John is talking about the light coming into the world. But why on earth would any of us prefer darkness to light, we ask? Surely, long, light summer evenings are preferable to the cold, dark winter ones. Who on earth wants the dark? But darkness has its uses, doesn't it? Darkness tends to blur. It hides, it camouflages. And we all know that sometimes there are things which people just don't want to be seen or known about. It's not quite light and darkness, but you may remember as a child looking into the all-knowing eye of a parent and wishing that they couldn't actually see into your soul and know exactly what you had said or done. Something else to think about on Mothering Sunday. Perhaps it's a little bit like that with God. Perhaps we are afraid that God will look and what he sees he will not like. And a part of us would rather hide in the darkness rather than be brought into the light for scrutiny. But isn't Jesus telling us here that it's not actually quite like that? That God, we know, already sees all. We read in the Psalms that to him, darkness is as light. He can see all. We cannot hide from God. If we go to the highest heaven, if we go to the depths of the ocean, we cannot escape. God sees and knows all. Nothing can be hid from him. What he wants us, most of all, to do is to face up to the problem of sin and to sort it out, to work through it, as it were. Hence, we need to look up to Jesus, who is lifted on the cross, he who is made sin for us, that we may be saved. That is what God wants us to do. He wants us to come in faith for healing. He wants to bring us healing. The Israelites in the desert were asked to do a simple thing. All they had to do was look at the bronze serpent and they would live. We are not told how many did or did not look. Perhaps some may have found reasons not to. Perhaps they thought it was a ludicrous idea. But for those who did look, there was healing and there was life. So what about us? What about you and me here now? However closely we try and walk with Jesus, sin always leaves a nasty gash in our lives. It is something which wounds us. Sometimes we seem to feel it should be difficult for us to come to God and find healing, but then we are assured that through acknowledging our sin and coming to confession, that gash can be healed. Coming to confession is another simple thing to do. Or is it? Often we are reluctant, aren't we? We're reluctant to bring ourselves into the light in order to find healing. And we find any excuse in order to avoid scrutiny, either self-scrutiny, looking into our own hearts, or opening ourselves to the scrutiny of God. But that is what we need to do in order to find healing. Jesus was lifted up on the cross so that we, like the people of Israel, can look up and find healing and forgiveness. A simple thing, really, but if we fail to do it, if we fail to turn to him for healing and for cleansing, we will be lost in the darkness. We will remain dead in our sins. And you don't need me to tell you that that is not a good place to be.